with this KLAM Sports Update. For this Saturday, February 10th, I'm KLAM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Let's take a look at yesterday's sports action by following along on our KLAM Sports Scores and Results page. We had some regular season contests in boys basketball yesterday, starting in Missouri for conference non-conference action, where Lamar's Community got back into the win column, defeating Spencer at home by the final score of 63-50. Wanding Hosniang led the contest with 20 points. Tate Murphy added another 11 as the Bulldogs picked up their sixth win of the season. Other MRAC boys basketball scores: Bishop Heelan beat Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 66-55, and Sergeant Bluff Luton won on the road, defeating Lewis Central 49-34. Warrego Conference boys basketball, a couple of losses for our area schools. Akron Westfield playing way up as far as size is concerned against Sioux City North on the road. The Stars just narrowly beat the Westerners. Good fight from Akron Westfield, 52-48 win for North last night. And South O'Brien beat Galen Catholic in a contest that you heard right here on KLEM, 61-48 the final score. Gabe Wilchin led the Jays with 20 points, 10 of those 20 came in the third quarter alone. Grettinger, Terrell, Ruth, and Ayrshire also beat Harris Lake Park last night, 50-41. It was also postseason opener day for Class 1A boys basketball. The play-in round, if you will, the 8 and 9 seeds to determine who's going to get the top seed in the quarterfinals on Monday. Those games were played around the state yesterday. And in the area districts in Class 1A, District 1 saw 8 seed Sibley Ocheden beat 9 seed Hartley Melvin Sanborn 55-39, and the Hawks end their season without a win. Class 1A District 2, it was 8 seed Boyer Valley beating 9 seed Whiting 78-30. Sibley Ocheden's now going to play North Union in the district quarterfinal, while Boyer Valley will get South O'Brien. In Class 1A District 3, it's West Bend Mallard, the 8 seed, narrowly getting by 9 seeded North Iowa 49-48. And West Bend Mallard will take on Lake Mills in the quarterfinal. Finally, in Class 1A District 4, this one a little bit more pertinent to the area, 8-seed Siouxland Christian defeating 9-seed Storm Lake St. Mary's 55-12. The Eagles will come up to Remsen to take on Remsen St. Mary's in the district quarterfinal on Monday. Now we go to girls basketball scores from yesterday in MRAC play. Just a couple of regular season contests here as 3rd-ranked Bishop Heelan defeated Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 73-38, and 8th-ranked Lewis Central knocked off Sergeant Bluff Luton 57-25. All these scores and results can be found on our website. That's KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Also in the world of sports yesterday, in Iowa City, the Iowa High School Athletic Association, they held their first day of the state swimming competition. And yes, Plymouth County does not have a swimming team, but it does have swimming athletes. It was a Hinton School's alum, or a Hinton School student, Cooper Nelson, and Akron Westfield student Hunter Henrick competing in Iowa City for the Sioux City Metro swim team. They were competing in their freestyle swimming events, the 200-yard freestyle and the 100-yard freestyle, featuring Hinton student Cooper Nelson. The preliminary round, unfortunately, Nelson did not qualify for the finals. He placed 26th in the 200-yard freestyle with a time of 148.37. And he finished 29th in the 100-yard freestyle, a time of 49.21 seconds. Akron Westfield's Hunter Henrick, in the sprint swim, if you will, the 50-yard freestyle, he placed 24th, did not qualify for the finals, a time of 22.16 seconds. Those two will also still compete today. They've got some relays to attend to today. Cooper Nelson is part of the 200-yard freestyle team with Hunter Henrick. Nelson's also part of the 400-yard freestyle relay team. Those two relays compete today in the last day of the state swimming meet. But again, good showing, and congratulations all of the area athletes. Tanner Iverson, also part of that team from Lamar's Community, and congratulations to everybody from the area making it to the state swimming meet. Let's take a look now at our sports schedule for today, and of course, nothing bigger than district wrestling around the area. There are 3 districts involving Plymouth County wrestlers, and hopefully that means we get a boatload of wrestlers at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines coming up in the middle of this coming week. Starting in Class 3A, the district in Fort Dodge will feature Lamar's Community, of course. The Bulldogs going to Fort Dodge once again. They'll be competing with Fort Dodge, Indianola, Sioux City North and West, Spencer, Storm Lake, and Waukee. Of course, in Class 3A, you must finish in the top three in your weight class. Top three wrestlers in all eight districts go to state in Class 3A boys wrestling. Best of luck to the Bulldogs and Coach Shane Hesenius as they try and send a host of wrestlers to state like they did last year. Over to Class 1A district wrestling in Mapleton. It'll be the Hinton Blackhawks on their own as far as area teams. They'll be competing with Lawton Bronson, Missouri Valley, as well as the host school, MVAOCOU, Ridgeview, West Harrison, West Monona Whiting, West Sioux, Westwood, and Woodbine. Lots of W schools in that one. Best of luck to Coach Crawford and the Blackhawks on their competition there in Mapleton. Then in Class 1A's district in Emmitsburg, that's where the rest of our Plymouth County schools are competing. They include Akron Westfield, Kingsley Pearson River Valley, as well as MMCRU, and they'll be competing with the host Ehawks from Emmitsburg, Grettinger, Terrell, Ruth, and Ayrshire, Pocahontas area, Sibley, Ocheden, Sioux Central, West Bend, Mallard, and Woodbury Central. And best of luck to those three teams and their coaches. Best of luck once again to all of our area wrestlers. Of course, we were planning on giving you some updates later on this coming week of how our state wrestlers do on air, online, of course, on social media as only we can around the area. So again, best of luck all three districts and our area district wrestling teams as they try and qualify for state. Also today, in girls basketball, it is the start of regional postseason play in Class 2A. Got some play-in matchups here to try and get to the regional quarterfinals in Class 2A Region 7. MMCRU is at Lawton Bronson, and West Sioux is at Rock Valley. A couple of other regions that do feature some area conference teams, not necessarily Plymouth County teams. Class 2A Region 3 is Missouri Valley at Logan Magnolia. Shenandoah's at Underwood. Westwood is in that region out of the Western Valley Conference. Class 2A Region 5, it is Kemper Catholic at East Sac County, and South Central Calhoun is at Belmont Clemmy. Hartley Melvin Sanborn's also in that region from the War Eagle Conference. Also in basketball tonight, it is Missouri River Conference action. The last conference doubleheader for Bishop Heelan. The Crusader girls can lock up the outright MRAC title today as they host Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, a girl-boy doubleheader. Des Moines Lincoln's at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. Sioux Center is at Sioux City East in a girls matchup, and Worthington of Minnesota is at Sioux City West for a girls contest there. For more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter today, at KLEM Sports. We'll keep you up to date on how our wrestlers are doing, who is qualified for state, and you can check that out on our Twitter page, at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Saturday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.